While Trock was waiting impatiently for his squadrons to assemble before the city gates, he ordered Colonel Tolmer to send his men to search the encampment of beggars and foreigners outside the walls of Avaris.
"Turn out every hovel! Make sure that Queen Mintaq is not hiding in any of them. Search for Taita, the warlock. Bring me any tall, thin old man you find. I'll question him myself."
There were screams and cries among the huts, the sounds of doors being broken down and flimsy walls smashed in as Tolmer's men carried out his orders. Within a short time, two of the troopers returned, dragging a filthy old Bedouin harridan to where Trock stood beside his chariot. The woman was screaming hysterical abuse at her captors as she kicked and struggled in their grip.
"What is it, soldier?"
Trock demanded as they threw the woman down at his feet. The trooper held up a pair of delicate golden sandals decorated with turquoise studs that glittered in the torchlight.
"Your Majesty, we found these in her hut."
Trock's face darkened with fury as he recognized them, and he kicked the woman in the belly.
"Where did you steal them, you foul old she-baboon?"
"I never stole nothing, divine Pharaoh," she whined. "He gave them to me."
"Who was he? Answer me straight, or I'll push your head up your cunt until you drown in your own stinking juices."
"The old man, he gave them to me."
"Describe him to me."
"Tall he was, and skinny."
"How old?"
"Old as the rocks of the desert. He gave them to me."
"Was there a girl with him?"
Three other men and a pretty little harlot, dressed in fine stuff with paint on her face and ribbons in her hair."
Trot jerked her to her feet and shouted into her startled face,
"Where did they go? Which way?"
With a shaking finger, the woman pointed along the road that led into the hills and the desert beyond.
"When?" Trock demanded.
"That much of the moon's journey," she said, indicating an arc of the sky that corresponded to 4 or 5 hours of the lunar orbit.
"How many horses did they have?" Trock snarled. "Chariots? Wagons? How were they travelling?"
"No horses," she answered. "They went on foot, but in great haste."
Trock pushed her away. He grinned at Tolmer, who stood beside him.
"They'll not get far on foot. We'll have them just as soon as you can get your idle ruffians out of their sleeping rugs and mounted."